A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Lamed Daled, Shabbos 34, starting from the Mishnah, a quarter of the way down on the page, at the beginning of the line, Masnisim. Gimel Devarim Tzarechodim Lomo B'soch Beso Erev Shabbosim Chasheicho. There are three things that a person should be saying Erev Shabbos as it's getting dark, before it's dark, before sunset, at the time when it's still daytime and you could still fix the last few things before Shabbos. Number one, Isartem. He asked the question, was the food tithed? Because otherwise we could have a lot of food in the house and we won't have what to eat. Eravtem, did you do the Erev Techumen if necessary, and the Erev Chatzeres if necessary? And Hadliku es Haner, and then a directive, it's time to light the candles. Says the Mishnah, Sofik Chashecha, Sofik Eino Chashecha. What about the time period when we're not sure if it's dark or not? The time period called twilight, which is Bein Hashmashos, between the watches. It's not clear if it's day or night. Ein Ma'ashen Es Havadai, you're not allowed to tithe produce that for sure needs to be tithed. Ve'ein Matbilim Es Hakelim, and you can't do tevila in the mikveh for vessels that need such. Ve'ein Madlikin Es Haneiros, and you can't light a candle during that time. Ava Ma'ashen Es Hadamai, but you're allowed to take the tithe on food that's unsure if it was tithed properly because it was in the hands of somebody that might not keep all the laws. So it's called demai. So that you're allowed to do. Uma'arvin v'tomnin esachamin, and you're allowed to do Erev Chatzeres still, and you're allowed to hide in blankets something that's warm because you want to preserve its warmth. Likewise, this is a springboard for other things that you might be allowed to do, Bein Hashmashos, questions if perhaps asking a non-Jew to do certain things is more lenient, Bein Hashmashos, because it's not definitively Shabbos yet, and therefore asking a non-Jew, which is a rabbinic violation, might be a little bit more lenient during that time. Says the Gemara, a basic insight in communication. Minoani mili, how do you know that you say these things before Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Kra, v'yodata ki shalom ohalecha, v'hokad tod naveich v'lo sechta. By speaking in a certain way, you can ensure that the home will be peaceful. Amar Rabba Rav Huna, afagav de Amar Rabbanu Shlosha Dvarim Sech Adam Lomar, even though the rabbi said that you should say these three things, so you're going to come in and say, you know, I'm going to say them like they're supposed to be said. But he says, no. Tzarech lemimrinu benichusa, say them softly. Kihecha de lekablinu mine, so that people should accept it. Don't come in with a rush, because the rabbi's ordered me to say it. Yeah, but there's a way to say it. And if you say it gently, Amar Rav Ashi, Ano lo shamiel lihoda Rabba bar Rav Huna, I didn't hear Rabba bar Rav Huna's directive, but v'kiyamti misvara, I understood that even though it says it over here, that you have to say these three things, there's a different way to say these things, because you're saying them to people, it's communication. We find such a thing elsewhere as well. We find that a person shouldn't be such a big captain in his house, because if you put too much pressure on when they're desperate to please you, the Gemara gives an example, they could actually serve you non-kosher food because you need your steak and you didn't have your steak. If they don't have the steak, they'll get the steak. They end up serving you stuff that you wouldn't want them to serve you. So a person shouldn't be so forceful. We find also earlier in this perek, I don't think we did it together, but there's a section there by Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, when you're lighting the candles for Friday night. So one of the Amoroim had his wife lighting a little bit too late. It seemed that the she was cutting it either so close to Shkia, to sunset, or it appears maybe even after, but too close. So he said to her, very gently, he said that the right way to light Neira Shabbos is in such a way similar to the way Hashem provided to the Jews in the desert, that the pillar of fire, which led them at night, came even while the cloud of day was still there, so that the two watches overlap. So he says the proper time to light the fire for the night is not at night. The proper time is to overlap and light it during the day. And he apparently said it so beautifully and properly that she wanted lakdiminhu, to light it real early. And he had to correct her, you can't light it too early. But if you say it in the right way, then you get your results. The Gemara continues here and elaborates on this issue of what you're allowed to do even after Shkia. And the Gemara asks, Haguf Akasha, I don't understand. There's a question here. There are three things that you have to say before it's night. Im chashecha in savik chashecha ein. In savik chashecha, savik in a chashecha lo. But if it's possibly night, you're not allowed to do them. V'adatani savik chashecha, savik in a chashecha ma'ariv. And the word iruv came up in both places. Skip the one line over there that gives you the simon of how to remember everything. Amar Rab Abba, Amar Rab Chia Barashi, Amar Rav, Lokasha kan be'iruve tuchumen kan be'iruve chatzeros. Even in rabbinics, there's a difference between Eruv tuchumen and Eruv chatzeros. Let's remember. Eruv tuchumen is that you're not allowed to walk 2,000 amos out of the city. So if you want to, you have to place something at a certain spot, and that enables you to walk further. Erev Chatzeros is in order to join everybody in the neighborhood as one, so that you should be allowed to carry within the enclosure, but you should be allowed to carry from one person's apartment or house to the other person's. So what the Gemara is telling us is that Erev Tuchumen is more strict, even though it's possibly rabbinic, but it was based on Psukim. And Eruv Chatzeros is totally rabbinic. So Eruvei Techumen, you're not allowed to do once it's night. Once it's Bein HaShemashos, even once it's doubtful. And Eruv Chatzeros, you're still allowed to do at the time that it's doubtful. V'omar Rava, nevertheless, even Eruv Techumen has the rules of rabbinic associated with it. And here's a case. Amru lo shnayim. Two people said, Seva areva leinu, do an erev for us. Le'echad erev alav meba'od yom. For one of them he did it by day. Le'echad erev alav ben hashmashos. And the other he didn't get to put it where he needed it until it was already the area of doubt. Zesh erev alav meba'od yom. The one who he put it down by day. Ne'echal erev ben hashmashos. And the thing got eaten. An animal came, whatever, it got eaten during the doubtful time. So it was alive and well at the demarcation of sunset. V'zesh irav alav ben hashmashos, and the one that he put it down between the watches, he put it down during the doubtful time, nechal ariv mechashecha, it made it till nightfall, and then it got eaten. Says the Gemara, shneim kana eruv, both of them are a good eruv. Mimon manafshach, because we're willing to do a play both sides of your cards game. Imab ibn Ashmoshes Yamamahu Basra Likni Kamalolikni Vibin Ashmoshes Lil Yuhu Kamalikni Basra Lolikni. So initially the Gemara says, I don't understand either one or the other. And the Gemara answers, Ben Ashmoshes Sfekahu. It's a doubtful time. Sfeka Durabanan Lakula, and the doubt goes lenient. So the first guy, you put it down by day, it made it through sunset. He was kona his shivisa over there. That's considered his location. And then if it got eaten afterwards, who cares? The second guy, you put it during doubtful time. It was alive at nightfall, and then it got eaten. So he can also say, perhaps Ben Ashmashos is still day. While the other guy was saying, perhaps Ben Ashmashos is already night. And both of them, as long as it's not the same person, because you can't play on the same person, a manafshach of sveikus, But if you're dealing with two different people, each one can argue that he met the requirements, the specs for a Erev Techumen, which is, as it becomes night, it has to be intact. So he argues night is sunset, and he argues night is nightfall. And because it is a case of rabbinic ramification, we are able to be lenient for both of them. Yeshua Kawa. Have a great day.